For the fourth consecutive time, a new release in the apocalyptic thriller series Left Behind is at the top of the New York Times bestseller list. Sales of evangelical Christian books have increased in recent years, attracting the attention of publishers and booksellers far from the Bible Belt. From member station WRTI, Fred Mogul looks at efforts by the Christian and secular media to bring the cross over to an ever wider American audience.
In Morristown, New Jersey, customers are dropping into Sunshine Books to get their vacation reading. Many have been eagerly awaiting the release of The Remnant. It's the 10th installment of the Left Behind series, about a hardy band of newly converted Christians who fight the Antichrist after the faithful are raptured up to heaven. Joan Buchanan got her copy as soon as it hit the shelves.
I'm going down to Ocean City for the week, and I want to take it with me to read it. Even just sitting on the boardwalk reading the book, I'm hoping to have opportunities to be a witness, to tell others about Christ, that Christ is my Lord and Savior, and that he hung on the cross and died for me, and he died for them also.
For Sunshine Books, a pretty popular title might sell about 100 copies, and an exceptional one, 200 or 300 copies. The Remnant is expected to sell about 500 or 600 copies in the first 3 months.
This kind of publishing phenomenon is to Christian books what Tiger Woods is to golf.
Bill Anderson is president of the Christian Booksellers Association.
It attracts publicity, it creates a lot of buzz and word of mouth and increased attention and interest. It's causing more people to be aware of Christian books, and so they're asking, where can I find these?
Increasingly, readers can find evangelical titles just as easily at Borders or Barnes & Noble as at Christian bookstores. The Christian Booksellers Association estimates that evangelical books last year accounted for almost $2 out of $11 billion worth of general consumer book sales. Ralph Zetterston, the head of AOL Time Warner's new Christian book imprint, attributes growing sales to the aging of the baby boomers and the increased uncertainty about the future.
As they've had children, they tend to turn towards spiritual matters because they're concerned about how they raise their kids. And I also think that the world is a more dangerous place today than it was a few years ago. And people are looking to scripture and to inspirational books to find comfort and solace and guidance and clarification about the crazy world that we're living in.
AOL Time Warner, Bertelsmann Media Worldwide, and Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation all have evangelical Christian divisions. Author and historian Paul Boyer writes about Christian popular culture. He doesn't think most of the 50 million Left Behind readers get their religion or their politics straight from the pages of the Potboiler book series. But he thinks these, and many evangelical books, appeal to and feed a worldview that he says can be dark, paranoid, and uncompromising.
There's a strand of suspicion of international organizations, suspicion of the United Nations, of multinational enterprises, even of the institutions of American public life, our government, our public schools. All of these institutions are viewed as a framework that the Antichrist will take over when the end times come.
Left Behind co-author Jerry Jenkins says that when he writes, he isn't trying to breed suspicion and paranoia. He's just trying to use institutions people already know to show how evil might spread. Take the UN, for instance, the stepping stone in Left Behind to world domination for evil dictator Nikolai Carpathia.
If there were an Antichrist who came to world power, he'd have to have some sort of structure, you know, some sort of governmental structure to do it. You know, for all I know, it could be FEMA or one of these other, you know, organizations. But and I know there are probably people who do think that the United Nations is somehow inherently evil. To me, it was just a, you know, a literary structure device.
Jenkins says he is upfront about his agenda. Use suspenseful storytelling to illustrate scripture and try to bring readers to accept Jesus. Some are offended by this effort to convert the unconverted, but Jenkins and others say that no one should be surprised that evangelical authors and publishers are trying to evangelize. And no one should be surprised that secular media conglomerates, or the authors who write for them, want to cash in on a lucrative trend.
I think my goal personally is to write for a wider audience, mainstream fiction for a secular house as an evangelical author. You know, Andrew Greeley is a Catholic novelist. John Grisham is a lawyer novelist. There are Southern novelists, and I think there's room in the secular market for an evangelical novelist. There's nothing wrong with preaching to the choir. Sometimes the choir needs to be preached to, but, you know, we've done a lot of that too, and it's time to expand the audience.
Some larger chain bookstores have reported being uncertain whether to shelve Left Behind books in religion or science fiction. Jerry Jenkins says he doesn't care where they put The Remnant or how they think of it. He knows that when it tops the bestseller list, it will always have a place at the front of the store. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul in Philadelphia.